Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the perfect weekend because you're going to have the Chiefs on Friday night. And so if you want it, there are so many watch parties happening all over town. We'll talk more about those tomorrow. So you can either go out to a bar and watch it or go out to a watch party and watch it, or it might rain maybe, but if it doesn't rain, you can sit in your backyard or you can sit inside and watch it at home. But then Saturday and Sunday,
oh my God, it's going to be so gorgeous.
Like 70 degrees,
74
50s at night
is the high on Saturday. 74 is the high on Sunday.
Yes.
55, the low on both days.
It is
perfect.
I will have a fire at my house maybe I'll just keep one going for three days. Just burn everything that's been sitting there waiting to be burned.
Is that going to depend on if you have a dog there or not?
Yes. Yeah. Dramatically.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. If there is a dog, there could be a fire in the chimenea, I guess, but not in the big fire pit. Mm-hmm. So this was a good one for the list.
Yeah. So we're doing best backyard activities / pastimes. What do you do in your backyard, whether you have a company over? I'll also say you could include things you did when you were a kid in the backyard, whatever.
Sure.
Just things that the backyard was made for. You got a little fenced in area. You just, whatever. You get a little, nobody can see you doing it. You don't need to.
What are you trying to say?
That's right. I'm going there.
Wow.
No, just.
It's not on my list.
You have a little bit of privacy to have fun. Do whatever you want. 913-586-7798. Only doing text on this. Thanks for the calls that we're getting, but it's easier for us if we just go through the text line on that.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw in my first nomination for me.
I have a very long list.
And my first one would be slip and slide. It's gross. It's only fun like once, but that first time you do it when you're a kid, and even we had, when I was a kid, it was a slip and slide, but it was called the Crocodile Mile. Do you remember this?
No.
So it was a slip and slide that you went over a bump and then you landed in this pool at the end of it.
Fun.
It was great. And every time you did it, it got muddier and dirtier, and you'd always have grass sticking to the bottom of your feet.
Oh yeah.
But oh my God, nothing felt freer than being a kid and hitting the Crocodile Mile in the backyard.
Okay. This is an adult game called Drunk Waiter.
Drunk Waiter.
Drunk Waiter, where you take a bunch of cups and fill them with water or fill them with drinks, whatever, and you put a blindfold on.
Okay.
And you try to walk across the yard without spilling them. And whoever spills the least amount wins.
Okay. You spill drunk it directly
waiter.
Into your mouth?
Yeah.
Drunk
that's, maybe
waiter.
You have to drink them all if you don't.
Okay.
But yeah, you put the blindfold on and you put them on a tray and you walk across your yard and don't spill them.
I'm not criticizing this because I just love that as adults, we make up games to get drunk
to
more.
Energy, absolutely.
It's almost like, I don't want to drink, but darn it, I lost the game, so I have to get really wasted.
Yeah, just like giant beer pong is on a list. Or for the kids, you can make the same thing and just make it Bozo Buckets.
What's Bozo Buckets? Oh, like from Bozo?
Do you remember Bozo?
Yeah, because
you were from where you live. Yeah. You had it too. And so they have Bozo Buckets where you, there was like five buckets in front of you and one was 2 feet away and one was 5 feet away and one was whatever. And you had to throw the ball in. And
God, that brings back so many memories.
Right? Yeah.
What did you get? What do you get if you make it into the buckets? Like, is there, like, you get points?
I remember very few people got all the way. It was kids. It was always kids. And I don't know what they won.
Okay.
But they would cry so much. Oh my God, that trembling lower lip if they didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
But we do beer pong for adults, and then you could do the Bozo Buckets for the kids.
Quentin, you have one?
We play bocce ball.
That's on my list, yeah.
Especially when we would go camping, so you're playing bocce ball in the woods. So that was a lot of fun. But yeah, that was one of the, my mom has like a bag, like a canvas bag with many of backyard games in it. And the bocce balls are one of them.
I feel so bad. Katie bought this big cornhole set for us. and it's sitting in a box in our living room.
Not living room.
We have a living room, but then there's like this room behind the living room.
Okay.
That we just kind of. Yeah, I know. I'm very rich. But we keep like exercise equipment and stuff, and just kind of a little like
store exercise equipment.
A little bit of storage. Yeah. So it's back there. I think I'm gonna set that thing up.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. That sounds like fun. Yeah.
How far north do you have to go before it becomes bags?
Versus a cornhole.
I feel like Chicago is the dividing point, but you would know that better than me.
I always called it cornhole, but yeah. I have heard people back home call it bags.
Yeah, but the, when you say bags, it's got like an extra A in there.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing about backyard games, too. There's always somebody who takes them too seriously, and that bothers me. Like, I'm a competitive person, but I also know to contain that. Because it ruins it for everyone else if you're too into the game.
Yeah.
And I had a problem with that growing up. Like, with my older brother and I were very competitive over everything. Mm-hmm. And we were the kind of, cornhole would turn into us just pelting each other with the bags by the end of the game.
I am currently on Amazon looking for, boy, that's not that expensive, a giant Jenga game.
Ah, an adult that's another Jenga one game. That's in
I love
the-
it.
It's so fun.
It's even if you're a little drunk, that can make it fun too. But if you're not, and I've also seen the version where they color the bricks and you can only pull a certain color.
Okay.
And that makes it a lot more interesting.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. We're doing the list tomorrow is best backyard pastimes and activities. What are your picks from the text line? 913-586-7798. This is, I'm surprised nobody has said this yet. Wiffle ball. Playing wiffle ball in the backyard.
Yeah.
Somebody said we kept stats like it was the majors, batting average, home run, champ, everything. That's like you do it randomly if you're an adult or whatever. If you're kids, you could take it seriously.
Yeah.
My uncle had, what did he call it? It was like the ocean riser or something. Like he had a underhand pitch and it would like just kind of like as it came in. And it would like move right at the like before you swung at it. You could not hit this damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
If wiffle ball was professional back then, he could have made a killing at it with that pitch. So wiffle ball definitely goes on there.
Trampoline.
If I know. Gotta be careful with it.
I know.
Everything's ruined.
Whatever. Yeah. Zip line. I dated a guy once who built a zip line for his kids in the backyard.
And that's cool.
It worked.
Especially if you had a pool. That you could do
that's
it and
even
then drop
better.
Into
that's
it.
A yeah. great idea. But, yeah. And you could get a kiddie pool and do that's a fantastic idea. Yeah, no, he didn't have that, but he built one to go across the backyard.
See, my dad bought an above ground pool for my house growing up, and it was good. It was nice that we had it, but it also like took up all the room.
Yeah,
like we didn't have any room to do anything in the backyard after that. It kind of like you do lots of fun pool things, but I kind of wanted to play wiffle ball or whatever.
We play a dominoes game. I don't know what it could have a different name, but it's Mexican train, where it's kind of like.
Boy, that sounds vaguely racist.
I don't know what it's actually called. That's just what. But you have it's kind of like Uno, where you draw like 10 dominoes and you need to run your hand out.
Okay.
And the way it works is that you have to match your train of dominoes up, and if you can't match it, you have to draw more dominoes. So it's a pretty fun. Like sit down game.
Mm-hmm.
We always play it outside. Like this weekend, I'm sure I'm gonna hang out with my parents and we're gonna play that outside because it's a lot of fun.
Okay. By the way, a bunch of people are texting in the jingle to Crocodile Mile from when I was a kid. My friend Brad's doing it independently on my own phone, but then I have a bunch of people on the text line doing it. I think we should do this at some point. Best commercial from when you were a kid, as a list.
Yes.
Yes. Like the best commercial that's it. We did mascots, but
when
we had a lot of good commercials from that.
Yeah.
But like Crocodile, like the best or commercial jingles. Maybe that's one.
Or just like even I have a hard time talking and thinking about this at the same time. But like lines from commercials that you remember.
Yeah.
You know, like kids had a lot of great lines from commercials. Where's the beef was a good line. I mean, there was always just that, but from those old commercials. Yeah.
The great infomercials.
Do you even have a contribution for that?
I know like the ShamWow guy.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, that's the only one I know
Vince
anymore.
From ShamWow.
What was that?
Billy Mays.
What was that weird blender? It was like a...
The Slap Chop?
Yeah.
Yep, he had that. ShamWow and Slap Chop. It was Vince from both of those. All right, back to this. Backyard activities. Let's see. Cornhole always. Backyard camping.
I put that on my list.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you could just put up a tent.
Yeah.
And would do it in the backyard.
Would kids be doing that now without being able to access Wi-Fi?
You could probably access the Wi-Fi from your house, couldn't you?
Probably. I don't know.
In the backyard?
I honestly don't know. I have a really good router, but I don't know. Okay. Maybe I'd make sure.
Maybe they'd have to suffer without it.
Do we have playing catch on there?
Oh, that's so good. Playing catch.
Or tag.
Yeah.
Or dodgeball.
Just playing catch with your dad, though.
Yeah. Just football or baseball catch with you and your buddies.
What about, I have friends that, in fact, I wonder if they're doing this weekend, where they have a projector for the TV out back.
Okay.
So they can hang a sheet or hang like a screen and show movies in the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
We have watched Chiefs games that way.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's really cool.
Where they hang it, because they can hang it on the back of their garage, and then we sit and we put up lawn chairs. And we have watched the Chiefs game that way. It's awesome.
I actually kind of want a projector. I've thought about getting one. I don't know. All right. More of these, and then we'll wrap it up in just a minute. Shut up.
My favorite backyard activity is mowing.
Congratulations.
No,
congratulations, Hank Hill.
You're a liar.
Sounds like, you know, he's got a riding lawnmower, and it's really just an opportunity for him to drink.
I don't know if this is a good one or if you're just annoying your neighbors, but backyard karaoke on the deck.
So it comes up.
Depends on how drunk you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how loud those speakers are.
Karaoke, projector movies. Let me write that down too. What other ones did you have? You said you were writing
obstacle course.
Obstacle course.
Could set up an that could be fun for kids or for adults,
right,
depending on what you're working with there. A couple of houses down from me and my neighbor, they have disc golf in their backyard.
Ooh.
They have like the what are those called that you throw the disc golf into? What are
those?
Yeah, they look like fun. I never see them playing it, but they've got the.
They have them back there.
They have them in the back.
Well, it shows it's not very fun.
We have a game called Can Jam, which it's like you've got these two plastic barrels, and they have like little openings on the front of them, and you're supposed to throw the frisbee inside the little slit.
Oh.
Hmm.
Okay. Climbing wall.
Climbing
there
wall.
There are people that had climbing
that.
Walls
that's
as kids.
Impressive.
Could do a mud pit.
Okay.
Or mud kitchen. Again, kid version versus adult version. Mud kitchen.
Yeah. A mud kitchen. What's a mud kitchen?
Well, you let them, you give them stuff out of your kitchen and you make a mud, you make an area of mud and they get to use it like they're cooking.
Oh my God.
And then you just put them under the hose before you let them back
gross.
In the house. Just hose them off.
My grandma still makes this play. Oh, I didn't put horseshoes down. Horseshoes every holiday.
Yeah.
Nothing like getting smoked by an 82-year-old.
Roasting marshmallows.
Okay.
Is a major activity or whatever you want to roast over the fire.
I didn't put fire pit on here. That's probably number one.
To me, that was a given, I guess, that I figured the fire pit was going to be there.
Roasting marshmallows. Okay.
Sparklers or little, sparklers. I guarantee you.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get back into fireworks season.
All right. 913-586-7798. Let's see.
Bounce house.
Bounce house. That seems like
something
that's
you would
less
go to,
casual,
but.
Yeah. Backyard boxing. I don't. This is going to sound like I grew up in a way rougher area in time than I did. But my dad and uncle used to have me and my cousins fight and wrestle each other while they took bets in lawn chairs in the backyard.
So it's like dog fighting, but for kids.
Yeah, kind of.
But, okay.
But it never got out of hand. It was just like. My
we
kid
never
versus,
got out of hand.
No, we didn't. Like, it wasn't like I picked up a rock and bashed in his head or something, but.
But adults
my
were
dad
encouraging
me
you to fight
it.
Each other.
Yeah, but they took bets on it. I know that sounds bad.
Did your dad at least bet on you to win?
No,
or did your
never.
Dad bet
not,
on the other
no,
kid?
My,
oh, my God.
My uncle always bet on like, me.
This will put a person in therapy. That alone, my dad didn't think I could win in the fight he put me in.
Yeah, no, he was betting. He was betting on me to lose. He was always telling me to throw it, too.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm not suggesting that for this list. That
it's
is not
that bad. It was kind of fun. I don't know. We went. I think the thing was, you leave two boys alone long enough, they're going to start fighting and wrestling and stuff.
Yeah, so at least you make money off.
Yeah,
it
you
this
might
time.
As well do it for entertainment.
But it was the two men that were making it the entertainment,
yeah,
not the children.
They were definitely encouraging it.
That's wow. Okay, we're starting to learn
did
a
you
lot
have bop-ems
about.
It was like. The
the big gloves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, me and my brother, I got a pair of those for Christmas one year, and we're both right-handed, and I always had to use the left hand. We do rock, paper, scissors for who got to do the left hand and the right hand. He always won. He would get right hand. I get left hand. He would just beat the crap out of me. Wow. All right. All right.
Okay, so again, we're not endorsing ideas to go on this list.
But I'm putting it on there anyway.
This will be interesting to see what our number ones are.
That's tomorrow.
A lot of ideas.
Jamie and I will give our power rankings of the top five of those, and then you guys decide who had the best one. That is tomorrow at this exact time. Coming up next, doom scrolling is leading to hemorrhoids.
You're sitting on the toilet too long.
I guarantee you, though, most people, you're going to hear the study and go, it's worth it. What am I going to do? Read the shampoo bottle? We'll talk about that next on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to go squirrel for half a second. Another really good version of this song, and I may have mentioned this before, is when Justin Timberlake performed this song. It was one of the things. It was in front of President Obama. Go on to YouTube, you'll find this really fast. It was one of the, you know, hey, let's perform for the president and some other famous people in a room. And it was him, and it was a famous guitar player whose name escapes me right now. But Justin Timberlake doing Sitting on the Dock of the Bay is such a great version. Hey, watching the tide. Steve
Cooper.
Cooper. Thank you. That's the guitar player.
My favorite thing about Otis Redding, who sings that song, is that he wrote the original version of Respect.
Oh, really?
Aretha Franklin obviously became famous for singing. And it's so funny because his version is just about this jerk.
Yeah.
Who's like, hey, I work all day, woman.
Yeah.
And when I come home, you give me respect.
Yeah.
And then when she does it, it's like, no, she's working too. Like, you need to give her respect. You need to give her propers when she gets home.
In the Justin Timberlake version, there's a part of it where he goes really high. His voice goes way up. And you're, yes. I'm like, wow.
He's a good singer.
But
like,
yeah. His version's good.
All right. So, bathroom doom scrolling. It's the algorithm isn't just stealing your time. It's stealing the veins in your butt. A new study found that people who use smartphones on the toilet spend much longer sitting and had 46, by the way, I had to emphasize sitting, and had 46% higher odds of hemorrhoids than non-phone users, even adjusting for age. Even if you adjusted for BMI, fiber, exercise, straining, all that stuff. 37% of phone users sat more than 5 minutes per visit versus 7% for non-users. So if you're not using your phone, you're going a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
As the authors put it, using a smartphone while on the toilet was linked to a 46% increased chance of having hemorrhoids. Researchers suggest keeping toilet time under 5 minutes is the reason why. So it's a causation, not correlation.
Yeah.
Possibly if you're using your phone on the toilet, you're more likely to stay
right
on the toilet. But I'm going to tell you right now, people are going to hear that and go, yeah, that's fine. That's worth it. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Stare at a tile? Read the back of a shampoo bottle?
Magazines? Read magazines.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be the same thing, though? Because
you're still on there for longer.
Whatever is causing you to spend more time on the toilet is causing this. Here's the thing, though. People are going to sacrifice their butts for their phones. They just will. Because it's so addictive. We don't quit bad habits. We just trade up. What is the only bad habit that Americans have given up lately? Do you know what that is, JB?
Smoking.
Smoking.
Yeah.
You know why we gave up smoking? Because it's harder to scroll on your phone while you're smoking. I guarantee that's part of it. It's that people are like, well, it's I can't hold the cigarette one, and I have to hold the phone in my left hand, and I can't do it. So that's why we gave up smoking, is so we could scroll on our phones more.
And, you know, you can't, like, advertise to kids, you know? So you, like, stop them from early starting. Like, I remember when I was a kid, there were candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
Which just blows my mind. Yeah, that was a thing.
When you were a kid 5 years ago, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awful.
I have a question about this hemorrhoid story that you may not know the answer to from mm-hmm. that, from the study, but they have. Because my understanding was that part of it is the position that you're sitting in when you're on the toilet.
Forward.
Yeah. That's not a natural position for your body.
Yep.
So my question is it just sitting down in general that makes you more likely to get hemorrhoids?
Yes.
Or is it in particular the position that you're in when you're sitting on the toilet?
I think it's a combination of things. I think it's you will spend more time instead of waiting until you have to go. You might be like, I kind of have to go and I'll just sit there on my phone until it happens.
Yeah.
Whereas like if you don't do that, then maybe you just go. I don't know. Because it's the straining is part of it.
Yeah.
Too.
Chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
Is a question I have too. Like, are you spending more time? Are you getting hemorrhoids? Happy lunch hour, everyone.
Hey, everybody.
Because whatever is causing you to stay on the toilet for so long is could causing be. Your hemorrhoids. You know, there's a reason why you're straining so much, or are you getting the hemorrhoids because you're just in there and hang out?
I'm wondering how many people just go to the bathroom for the privacy of it. Like if you're, I don't do this, but I know that's kind of a thing with dads. They will
it's a guy thing.
Yeah. Women will do. Meh. I know a particular woman who is going to hear this podcast later and yell at me who definitely does this because there's
she's hiding from children.
She's hiding from me and the kids.
Yes.
I get it. She could go upstairs. Like we won't bother her in the bedroom.
Yeah. But you're less likely to bother her in the bathroom.
Anyway. So it's a thing. Like people will just go there for the privacy to get away from people and just be on their own.
Mm hmm.
You don't need to. You can sit on the toilet without your pants down. I think that's the difference.
That's weird, though.
Do you think it's
weird
could be,
sitting on the toilet
be because
without
your butt's hanging through the hole, and then that's putting extra pressure on those veins in that area?
I think it's the position that is part
I think you're
of it
right.
because
yeah.
you're. It's the downward. That's why. What do they call that thing that you're? What's the word for that little stool thing that you put your knees on?
Squatty potty. I got one of those.
That's why you have to, that's why you're supposed to use a squatty potty.
Quinn
has no idea what we're talking about.
I'm going to tell you
it's
right now.
It's a real thing.
My bathroom upstairs is elite. I will put it up against anybody else's bathroom as far as what I got going on in there.
Okay.
I got a squatty potty. I've got a bidet that is remote controlled, sprays the water, but you can also warm it first.
Why do you need it to be remote controlled?
It's cleaner, so you don't have to. There's usually like a button that you have to push that gets
on the bidet,
and it gets peed on and stuff. And so it's cleaner. Just
where
have
the
remote control.
Is the remote on your phone or is the remote?
No, the
like
remote's
a separate
like a separate thing. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure there are ones now where you can do it from your phone, which seems weird to me.
Well, because then you're just getting your phone dirty.
Yeah. You're not supposed to be using your phone on the toilet anyway, right?
No, it's the grossest.
That's why people get pink eye from
yes.
it.
Yes.
Anyway.
It's terrible.
But the bidet, it's got warm water. It warms water itself. And then it also has a blow dryer. I do not recommend that. Just telling you that right now.
Too sensitive of an area to be blowing hot air at?
You're moving a lot of air, toilet air around.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Not great. Not a great sensation.
Okay.
But yeah, I have that. I have the squatty potty.
Do you have a heated towel rack?
No, but is this a necessity? Do I need to get one?
Well, but so here's what I think about. Like when you're talking about like having the ultimate in bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
When I bought my house, I looked for them. I was thinking like, I want a hotel bathroom. I bought this house. I get to do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm.
What have I loved about traveling that I can now have in my bathroom if
heated
I want?
Towel rack.
And this is a big European thing where there's a rack on the wall that you can turn on the heat and you hang your towels on it. And then you get warm towels.
What is the plus? I just have never experienced this, so I don't know. What's the plus of a heated towel? Well, what difference does that make?
Well, so when you get out of the shower, if you're cold, you get to put a warm towel. Some people put their towels in the dryer.
One of the reasons I hate showering is because I hate being cold. I get in and I try not to stay in very long, so my body temperature doesn't adjust to it.
Yeah.
So that when I get out, it's really uncomfortable. So it's great.
They just hang up on the wall. I have no idea how complicated they are to get, but I considered that. I'm like, oh wow, that's a really cool hotel thing. And I said, no, I'm not.
I have like a blanket that's supposed to be like used at hospitals. It's that same like material, and it's great because you put it in the dryer and it heats up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So then like during the winter when it's cold and I don't want to turn the heat on quite yet, I can just wrap myself in a burrito with a warm blanket.
I'm going to throw this out of the text line real quick. 913-586-7798. What interesting thing do you have in your bathroom? Like, what makes your bathroom elite? Squatty potty, bidet, a heated towel rack. What could I add to my bathroom to upgrade it? That's what I'm looking for right now. What could I do to make my bathroom even more elite?
I have another question also for that. Does anybody have more than two sinks in their bathroom?
Is that a thing we have anywhere? And I have two in my master
bathroom. I don't know why you'd need a third, but I'm wondering.
I've never seen that before. Is that a thing? Like if you hit,
maybe.
Hey, it's a changing world. You might be in a throuple.
Well, we have throuples
right
now.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess maybe.
So you and your significant other can have one, and then you have a third one that you can clog up when you shave.
That's good. That's, yeah, it's just a shaving sink.
It's like a spare.
Or the makeup sink.
It's just the spare one.
Yeah. 913-586-7798. What makes your? I have the vanity or the double. There's room there. We could have a third sink.
Mm-hmm. I have a double sink. I don't. My neighbors don't. My neighbors have the exact same house as I do, but they were built by different people. And I have a double and they have a single. And the single, I like having the double, even though it's just me.
Yeah.
I like having the extra one.
One thing I hate about the double is it used to be we only had one sink and one bathroom in Lexington. And so that wasn't me. Mm-hmm. That was Henry.
Oh, yes.
Or that was, no, you're the one that left that glob of toothpaste in there. And now she will look over there and be like, there's still hair in the sink. I'm like, hell.
Heated floors.
Yes.
I don't have them, but okay. I know friends who do. Heated floors.
What would make your bathroom elite? Heated floors. That's a good one. 913-586-7798. We might talk about that or something else coming up on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love this version of the song so much. Okay. If we were going to really bougie up your bathroom.
Yeah.
What else could we add? And we are getting so many ideas.
913-586-7798. Yeah. What would you need to add to your bathroom to make it elite? What do you have in your bathroom that makes it awesome? Here's some from the text line. Heated floor.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I think we talked about that. I had a house for a while. Katie and I lived with it in like 2 years. And there was nothing that special about the house except for the heating system was radiant heat in the floor. And I don't think I've ever been more comfortable in a house than that. Everywhere you went, you were warm. It wasn't a matter of waiting for the room to heat up or anything like that. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to fight over the thermostat and everything like that. Oh my God, it was so good.
You feel like a warm ball of sourdough bread?
Yes. Emphasis on sour.
There's an analogy.
A heated floor, a laundry chute?
Oh, I've always wanted that because that was like in TV shows when we were a kid where there was a laundry chute in your bathroom.
Home Alone.
Huh?
Yeah, like in Home Alone. Yeah, in
the movie. And then it goes down into your washer,
right?
Automatically,
and you just have a basket at the bottom of it.
Yeah. I always thought it was interesting. Like, talk about like who had the rich house. The people that had a washer and dryer like in the master bedroom, instead of there being a laundry room.
Yeah.
They had a washer. You have this, don't you?
Yeah.
The way you're looking at me. Yeah.
I'm not.
You have the rich house.
I'm not in that rich of a house.
Like, yes.
It's a nice house, but
it has rich stuff.
Yeah, it does. It's not. To be fair, it's not in the master bedroom. It's right outside the door. But it's on the same level.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
you don't have to go to the basement.
Don't have to go all the way down to the basement. No, that's one of the huge, one of the reasons we rented that house was because Katie was like, she was so tired of going down to the basement. We lived in Lexington for everything. And it's a huge difference.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a scary basement, but I have to go down to the basement for that. I like this idea when I was looking online a little bit. Ceiling heaters.
Okay.
Like they have bars, you know, but you walk out of your shower and there's a ceiling heater there that dries you off and helps to keep you warm from above.
Okay.
As soon as you get out of your shower.
But heat rises. How does that work? Okay.
There are fans that can blow the air down.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Bars have them. So
all right.
How do they do them?
I guess so. Yeah.
Not sure.
Well, yeah. But like, if you go to like Topgolf or something like that, if you're an outdoor or the Chiefs games and it's cold, if you're in a suite, the hot air is down there. So I guess it blows down enough.
Yeah. I have yet to find a house that has ever had outlets in places I like in women we have, although you guys have the electric shavers and stuff, but just somebody said having outlets like under your sink to plug stuff in, to charge things, or in your drawers to plug stuff in, or they're either too high or they're too low or they're not in the right place or whatever. Give me a perfect outlet system.
Somebody says I've got a Bluetooth speaker built into my mirror.
Wow. Okay.
Why in the mirror, though?
Huh.
I mean, I guess it makes it so you can hear more things, but I would want one built into the shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have one. I just have one of those, you know, waterproof Bluetooth speakers in the shower, but it's like it comes with me.
Wasn't it Meghan Trainor that she said when she and her husband built her house, they have two stalls in their bathroom?
Mm. Yes.
So they can both go at the same time.
They go at the same time and they talk to each other. And
which is not weird.
Not doing that.
I want.
Do you think there's stalls go all the way to the ground, or do they leave a little foot gap? You know.
Well, we're in America, so no, they don't go all the way to the ground. They have to leave the gap.
Elite equals a walk-in shower with a bench. Somebody says from the text line. I guess so. It's kind of an old person thing, though, isn't it? Like, you can have a shower bench. You can just buy one and just sit down and when you're showering.
I mean, there are some people that need those.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But they're making it seem like, that's a comfort thing, is it?
Well, it's good for women to have that. So when we have to shave our legs,
that's true.
A ledge in your shower, otherwise it's hard.
Counter space, my wife's makeup bag and my beard trimmer can coexist. That's good. Just a fan. Don't most bathrooms have like an overhead fan? Really?
Yeah, it's an improvement I need to make to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It doesn't. And there must be good ventilation because it's not like, although I live alone, so I leave the door open when I shower. But if I don't, it steams up the mirror.
Is that the point of this fan? I have no idea.
Partially, yeah. It's to vent the water out of your bathroom.
We are actually very spoiled in this house. We also have a Whirlpool bathtub that we never use. Like we got it.
How big is it?
It's huge. It's for two.
Oh my God.
And yeah. And it's in our master bathroom and we have not used it since February, except for we used it this weekend because Finn wanted to take a bath for his birthday bath.
Aww.
He wanted to take a birthday bath in the Whirlpool tub. And I've never seen anybody more excited. He was so, it took me like 15 minutes to fill up the tub.
Oh yeah.
And he gets in and he has all of his toys and everything.
Yeah.
And I turned the jets on and he was losing his mind.
Wow. I mentioned to you during the break, rainfall shower heads. For those who don't know what they are, they're just, instead of being mounted on the sidewall, they're mounted on the ceiling and they're big squares and they just rain down. And if you really want to be fancy about it, if you have the room, do the party shower and you have two of them.
That's good.
And so there's, you each get your own because
if
you're showering together and there's only one shower head. That's not fun.
Heated towel racks. A lot of people are saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Laundry areas attached to the primary suite are not always great things to have. Whatever. Radiant heat works differently than forced air. Radiant heat heats the object in the room, not the air. I don't care. It's comfortable. I don't know what you're saying, and I don't care. It was nice. An anti-fog mirror in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
I think you could do that. There's something like you get for cars. Like Rain X makes like a defogger that you can put on mirrors, and then that takes care of that.
For a while, I had this. It was not built in, but I bought one. I put a dry erase board in my shower because I was always thinking of things in the shit. This was before we could just tell it, hey, smart speaker, add this to my list. So I had a dry erase board that I could write stuff on
in the
shower. Yeah. You just think of ideas.
And just write it out. It's nice. Yeah. Somebody said most folks in South Overland Park have a whirlpool tub. However, most don't use it because of the water consumption as it takes.
Oh.
It's a lot of water. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know how many gallons, but it's like probably 200 just to fill that thing up. It's a lot.
I thought about installing in my shower and then didn't. Hotels now, because they're cheap and they say they're trying to be environmentally friendly, instead of giving you little bottles, hang on the wall the dispensers for your shampoo and stuff like that. I consider getting that. I thought that looked cool.
And I tell you what I have in my bathroom that I thought would be a much bigger deal, and it's not that bad, is we have carpeting. It goes all the way up to the shower. It's fine, though. Like, we just have to clean it every once in a while. It's not that bad.
Why do I hate that so much?
I know. It doesn't seem natural. So it seems wrong, but it's more comfortable than stepping out to a cold room and cold tile.
Like, harder to keep clean.
Yeah, that's generally
that's the
why.
Problem.
But, you know, you're always getting to clean. You're just walking out with soapy feet.
I'd be worried about, like, mold.
Yeah,
that's
think
a good
so.
Point.
I don't know. It feels different than the carpeting in the rest of the house, though. I don't know that maybe they have some kind of anti-mold thing in it.
I have two... like mats. I have one right next to the shower and I have one on the... So I'm never stepping on a cold floor. I don't have that problem.
Yeah.
I also don't spend enough time in the shower or in my bathroom in general to have any of these fancy things benefit me.
But if you had all these things, you would enjoy your time in there more.
Maybe.
You'd probably spend more time in there. Yeah, I like having tile in part because I'm always... My hair is always falling out, it seems like. But women, this happens to us. And it's just easier to clean off the tile floor.
Same, Jamie.
Your hairs are little and your hairs are short. My hair is long, and we're at vastly different ages and different genders, and we have different problems.
Okay, this person might have the best bathroom.
Okay.
We have dual rainfall shower heads, LED music and lights built in, overhead heated light that warms the room.
Is this my ex-boyfriend texting?
A jacuzzi bathtub and a separate poop area.
What?
Okay, that didn't describe my bath. That's what my master bathroom is. The toilet's like in a closet. It's in the,
you there's have a dump
the,
room.
Yeah, there's the general space with
yes,
the and sinks then, and everything, yes. and the tub
Hotels
and the shower,
yeah,
and just... then the and the and a walk-in closet, and then there's this tiny little closet that the toilet's in,
so that somebody can be getting ready.
Yeah,
and you can be doing your business, and
it's awesome
the privacy.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. Huh. All right. Well, we did that. We solved
okay,
the bathroom.
Okay, so we've established that you, between, like, I'm trying to think of everything that we just mentioned there. Mm-hmm. I thought it was exciting to have a curved shower curtain. What is that called? The thing you hang your shower curtain on, what is that?
Shower curtain rod.
Thank you. I couldn't think of the word rod for some reason.
Okay.
But I thought it was a big deal when they started to curve those
so
that it gave you more room in the
more
shower.
More room in the shower, yeah. Yeah, that is nice.
I think that's the nicest thing I have in my bathroom is that.
I think I move so much that I don't want anything built into the bathroom. Like, having like a speaker built into the shower seems nice, except for I would want the speaker to come with me.
Oh, you get used to it
when
you like
I move.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I have a window in my bathroom.
Yeah,
that's how I vent. I don't have a fan. I have a window.
Yeah, somebody said that bathrooms with windows don't usually have fans. Probably for that reason.
Oh, for that reason?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I don't open it. I'm on the ground floor, and so I don't open that window when I shower because everybody's going to see things.
Coming up, we are going to be joined by Casey and several other people from Wayside Waves. Really looking forward to that. Hopefully some puppies. And we're also going to be talking about this. We make most of our decisions based on gut instinct. That also might be a bathroom topic. We'll talk about it coming up on Midday.
How do you make your big life choices? This was out of talkerresearch.com. Mm-hmm. A poll of 2,000 U.S. adults split evenly by generation. 7 in 10 base their big decisions on some sort of factor, which was a dumb way for them to write that, ranging from their intuitions to prayers and general vibes.
Yeah. They use gut instinct as a catch-all.
Yeah.
So it just means intuition and all that stuff. But these are what they said people use their gut instinct for. Choosing a job, deciding where to move, breaking up with someone, quitting a job or switching careers, getting a pet, what to invest money in, getting married, going on a first date, buying a home, and deciding if you go back to school. I guess more like college, you know.
What I want to know is, are you only using your gut instinct? Or are you also using, you know, knowledge and information about the job or the house? Or
it's weird. I think both of us are going to have a problem with this because both of us overthink everything.
Well, yeah, there's no way that I'm just using gut.
But my thing is, I will make a decision based on my gut instinct and then overthink it.
Right.
So I'll do something.
Like your gut already knows.
Right.
But you don't trust it.
When we decided to move back here, like, we knew the area, obviously, but we were like, we can move anywhere. Where we're going to go. And we're like, let's just go back to Overland Park. It was because my gut was saying you were really happy there. It was a great place to live, great place to raise a family, move back to Kansas City.
Yeah.
And so that's what we did. But, you know, if I'd actually thought about it or done calculations, I might have found a cheaper place with better schools to live. I don't know. I'm glad I went with my gut, though.
Oh, you could have done a lot of research on where you were most likely to find a job.
Yeah.
And you would have been totally wrong if it had been somewhere else.
Except for I was done with working in radio.
So. We don't have time to do this part of it, but I think this part is interesting. We can maybe talk about this part another time. Who you turn to for advice before you make a major purchase. Americans are turning to an average of 6 people before they make a large purchase over $500.
Wow.
6 people over $500?
That's crazy.
I bought my house and only talked to my mom about it. And my real estate agent.
Well, maybe they're broker than you. I don't know.
Okay.
All right. We're going to have Casey from Wayside Waves in here with us in just a few minutes. Any behavioral questions you have about your pets, your dog, let us know. 913-586-7798. It's coming up. A few minutes on Midday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.